Okay, so I'm finally back, man. I walked around and you know what happened? Man, I fucked around and got a coffee hangover. Like, me and caffeine have never fucking got along. And I thought I finally maybe had gotten over it at 34 years old. And no, it fucked me up again. Me and caffeine have never gotten along ever. But I'm finally back. I just took a brief nap and woke up and my head feels a whole lot better. It's that caffeine. Me and caffeine just do not get along. But anyway, this video I wanted to make about keeping it real about my roster of the women that I bounce in between, right? And I'm being 1,000% honest with you guys. So I'm gonna play the video as Red Pill training shit. Just to get talking about bitches, just to try to get you desensitized from conventionally beautiful bitches. So out of the consistent rotation of bitches that I keep, you know who I go back to, honestly, and I'll be real with you. The ones who I consistently go back to, like, are the ones who are between fives and sevens. Those are the ones, and I told men in previous videos that this is usually where I go. Because once you start getting into the eights and above, they really start to turn into just the only benefit for being around them is really just to be seen with them. And every now and then you find one who actually knows how to fuck good, but there's not, they usually end up, like, once they get over too far, like once you get to the eights and above, they look great. Don't get me wrong, like, they look great. They're great to be seen with in public, but they're just, a lot of times they're just too dumb. Like, you have to lead them with everything. They don't know how to do anything. They can't. If they can't cook, it's usually gonna be that group of women. Like, those women don't cook. They don't clean. They don't know how to keep a conversation going. They don't know how to do anything but stand over there and look cute. And the reason why this triggered my thought process on it, because yesterday, man, I picked up three girls. Two of them were together. And one was at where I bought a suit at. And they was all in that A category. And you know what? Now, okay, it played just in part what I was saying. The two who were like eights and a halves, they could talk a little more. They could, you know, they could take initiative to kind of say something and do something. So it was a little more comfortable with them. But the one that was a nine, it was this Russian bitch. I always end up with Russian bitches, man. She was Russian, but she had like this brown complexion to her. She was fucking beautiful. But she was like, and she started going this giggly, shy shit to where, like, I would have, like I just don't have time. I just don't like that shit. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'll fuck her, but I don't like to be around that shit. I really don't like to be around that giggly, you know, she's just getting real shy all of a sudden and giggling and, you know, she's trying to stay around to let me know I like her. I mean, to let me know that she likes me, but she's just super fucking awkward. Like, those, the pretty ones, man, like, they're usually the worst overall to actually be around. The only benefit to them is just looking at them and being seen with them, okay? That's usually, like that bitch I did, Redhead Redemption, that ex-porn star. Something about how she quit porn when the reality of it is porn quit her. Like, look at her porn. Fucking, it was vanilla as fuck. There's nothing really there to talk about. When you deduced everything she talked about, you could sum it up in the three things. She wouldn't do anal. She was mad because younger girls were coming in, and she's horrible at sex. That's why she got kicked out of porn. And she spent an hour and a half talking about it. Now, the ones that I keep, usually between fives and sevens, man, like, I can't go too much further beneath a five. Because I just won't be able to get aroused to her. But those are the girls, I'm telling you, like, those are the girls who are going to fuck the best. And women become a five through a seven for different reasons. It's not because they're ugly. So women, some women reach that five to seven territory because they got kids. Some women reach it just because they're just over 28. Like, it's not just because she's, like, you know, 23 and fat or whatever the fuck. Or you're, like, super dumb. Like, there's different reasons why bitches hit five to seven categories. But I'm telling you, in most cases, them five to sevens, see, women always know where they rank in a dating market. Don't never believe a woman. The only time a woman say, oh, you're shallow, blah, 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 blah. The only reason why women get like that is because they realize they can't keep up with better quality women. Okay? So don't ever pay attention to a woman when she starts talking like, oh, you shouldn't talk like, you shouldn't, you're misogynistic, blah, blah. The only time women talk like that is when they realize that they can't keep up with other women, okay? Because a woman always knows the reality of her position in a dating market. And they usually act accordingly. Now, I mean, there are some variations. Let's say if a woman is like, is beautiful and she knows it, and then she got a high off of being, you know, fucking spoiled. When her mentality is going to be super duper fucked up on top of being fucked up already. And see, I'm running around Europe too, man. So these bitches are just on a higher level than American bitches. And I'm, well, Europe proper. So these bitches are on a higher level than UK and US bitches on average. So I'm speaking on, like, so when I'm saying like a 5 to 7 here, like I'm really talking probably about like a 6 to an 8, maybe a 7 to a 9, and you know, it, by Western women's standards. But yeah, like those 5 and 7s, like those are going to be the ones, like, see, they're going to work harder, especially once they're convinced that you're not just like some fucking loser ass creep dude. Like, they're going to work much harder. Like, they're going to cut corners and try to keep your attention in bed and out of bed. I got one bitch, and now she tailors all my shit because she's a seamstress. Because that whole coronavirus shit took off, so everybody's sewing masks and shit now. So I had her hem up my pants. Another one, she, I'm trying. Oh, because I just had a conversation with her last night and this morning. She's like freaking out about me because I fucking just degrade the shit. You know what? That's another thing. I just degrade the shit out of her. Bitches love, okay. Women will tell you flat out they got a boyfriend and tell you everything that's wrong with the boyfriend, and because she wants to be dominated in bed and her boyfriend won't do it. And I mean, and she, and this girl, she flat out tells me in text messages like, my boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. I mean, somebody, as if the boyfriend sitting right there is cool with it. Like, he won't dominate me, blah, blah, blah. So I tell her, look, like, because she can't come down to visit me now. So I tell her, like, I will spit in your fucking face, call you a dumb piggy bitch. You piss on you and all that shit, man. Bitches go crazy for that shit. I told one guy in the comment section, the one I say she's about a 9. Another Russian bitch I had. I told him in the comment section, I had her, man. That bitch, she would do anything. And okay, it's gonna sound fucked up when I say it, but you gotta understand the context of it. Like, she will do anything if you just start choking her with vigor. You know what I'm saying? And with prey, if you just one hand reach up and start choking her, it's like her body just like is put under a spell, and she will do anything to your bidding. Like, bitches, I'm telling you, bitches love that shit. And a big reason why bitches love that shit is because women are raised to be. This is what feminism has done. Women have gotten the other extreme of it. Now they're raised to be worshipped. They always get the cleaner bathrooms. They always have the doors held open for them. So the pussy can't get wet. They've got it in abundance when you're nice to them. I mean, maybe be a little nice when you first meet her, but like after that, you really have to start putting your foot down and showing her like I run bitches. Because the reality of it is, man. The reality of it is. Men, every man is an alpha in a woman's eyes. Every man. Women do not go out and fucking mentally rape men into being beta bitches. Like, how women view men is this. Every woman on the planet. How every woman on the planet views man is every man is alpha until he opens his mouth and I can figure out if I can fuck him up or not. Okay, every woman sees every man as alpha, naturally. Everyone. Even the fucking badass bitches walking up and down Wall Street and all that shit, they all view men. Every woman, even the biggest, baddest MMA boxing bitch, she views scrawny-ass 5'2" nerd who plays Xbox as automatic alpha until he shows his cards as being a beta bitch. Like, they all of them look up to you, man. Every one of them. Every woman is walking around on standby to see what the fuck Like, are you going to be on some gangster shit? Or are you going to be just another pussy? Or are you going to be just another admirer slash fan? You know, this is what they all are waiting on to hear from you when you start talking, or how you just walk in a room and they can feel from your fucking gait and fucking, you know, your energy, what the fuck are you? Because, like, another thing men don't understand is, man, like, women can smell insecurities and fear like dogs can smell fear, man. Like, and it's even deeper. Like, it's just how you just walk in the room. Like, if you are insecure about yourself, about anything, you must learn to redirect that shit, okay? And into something that's going to build any nervous energy you get or anything, you have to redirect it. Maybe your thing might be, you may be good with different languages. But you may be scared to talk to a bitch. If you get scared to talk to a bitch, start talking to her in French. Learn French. Learn another, you know, and you take that nervous energy out on that. And then watch. Let's say you take that nervous energy out, like you just get real nervous when you talk to bitches. Just start talking in French, right? And then watch her body chemistry. Like, her physical body chemistry. Like her physical body chemistry will immediately, if she don't already speak French, or maybe if she does, she will start to think, oh, I found a leader. Like, watch how her whole composure starts to fucking break down and look up to you. Like, it's what, like, because all bitches want it. Every bitch that you've seen on my screen up to this point, and everyone that you will see today, throughout this week, and next week, all of them want to follow you, man. Like, they want to follow you. It's them. Like I said, so my thing is this, man. The fives and the sevens, those are going to be the best fucks. Those are the best fucks. Because, like I said, a woman always knows her place in a dating market. Now, there are exceptions. Sometimes a woman grew up fat and ugly and she lost a bunch of weight when she was 24. And she don't know how sexy she is, shit like that. Stuff like that can't happen. Or one average bitch, she might just, you know, there's tons of this in these small cities in America where, you know, this average bitch on her street, like, she was the baddest thing on that street. So now she thinks she's a fucking 10 and shit. And so she has just this horrible fucking attitude. But she's really, like, average at best type shit. Like, there are anomalies, you know, situations like that do happen. But most of the times, like, most, especially by the time they start hitting 25, 26, 27, and they've gone, you know, past their street corner, they know where they sit in the dating market for real. And all of them have the same inevitable end, you know. Some of them, like I said, it's a harder fall when they're more prettier and they fall off, though, to them. Like the 8s, 9s, and 10s, when they fall off, it's much more of a harder impact to them than you'll ever know and you'll ever see. But like I said, man, like, the ones who fit between the 5s, 6s, and 7s, those women will do more. Okay, and don't worry about what you look like, okay? Don't worry about that. Just work on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Work on yourself. Don't worry about what you look like. See, and that's another thing that men do. It's kind of like the bizarro land of what women do. Like, women think that men are paying attention to what they do for a living and their college education. I mean, it does take an effect. There is some reasoning. You know, sometimes you want a bitch that's at least kind of educated. But that's definitely not the core reason of why you pick bitches. And it's the same thing, like, with men. I mean, yeah, sure, some women may like cute, you know, good-looking, handsome guys, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But, like, that does not, you know, negotiate why, like, most women would want to sit down with a man. See, it's the character. You see what I'm saying? Like, the character of a man. And when men get too caught up, like, on their physical looks or pretty much anything other than their character as man, that's when man fucks up. Okay, seriously, like, that is when men fuck up. Because I'll tell you the story about me, how I learned to grow out of that shit, man. When I was younger, I always had problems with alopecia. So I always had, like, random bald spots in my head, right? Random bald spots in my head. And I'm black, so, you know, black people's hair, like, you immediately see that shit. Like, where white people, like, depending on where the bald spot is, like, you can cover that shit. You can just grow your hair out long and nobody ever know. Type shit, unless they already knew type shit. But, like, black people, like, no, you get a bald spot, like, everybody gonna see that shit. As soon as it starts to thin out, people gonna see it. So I always had bald spots, so that always fucked with my self-esteem, man. And then finally, like, all the hair just fell out when I was probably about 14. I had braids. And that was horrible. So like all the back part of my hair just fell out. The front was still there, but the back had all fallen out. So it just looked fucking horrible. And that shit like just worked at my self-esteem hard for probably about the next 10 years. Like always wearing hats and shit all the time. And like, it was just horrible, man. Like always wearing hats in the middle of summer and shit. Like motherfuckers know when you wear a hat in the middle of summer, like something must be wrong with you type shit. Like, it's just that thing. But yeah, man, I did all that. And you know what? Like, I dove into video games when I was younger. So I think that's what accidentally helped me grow was the fact that I wasn't focusing on bitches. I was focusing on video games. But I always, like personally, I always had a personality that I always had a relatively outgoing personality. Even in my worst days, like I always liked to engage with people, like, and I was always a little more apt to, like, in my family, like people knew, like if somebody did something like, you know, outgoing, everybody knew exactly who it was. They knew it was me. If anybody did anything, you know, that was outside of just getting a regular job type shit, it was gonna be me. Like everybody, my uncle, I remember he told a family friend, my uncle's. Said, guess who moved to Europe and got married? They said, Wendell. And he was like, yep. Like, I was always that person in my family. So, like, it was like, maybe I just had, like, a perfect storm of shit. But I mean, I even fell down, because, like, I'm not tall. I'm only 5'7" now. I'm not a big guy, nothing like that. But, like, my character came back. So, after I repaired off of that alopecia shit and losing all my hair at 14, after I repaired off that shit, oh, I was like, I'm like untouchable. Oh, and then on top of that, I moved to Europe and had to deal with that whole courage and bravery of learning a different language and, you know, motherfuckers, like, you not know where anything is and all that shit. Oh, like now, like, it would take a lot to permanently hurt me at this point in life. To permanently have bitches looking at me like, damn, he's fucked up. Like, it would take a lot. And like I said, like, man, like, bitches... What bitches see as fucked up is not the same thing what men see as fucked up. Like I say all the time with the prostitute thing, like, do not be afraid of buying prostitutes or telling motherfuckers you buy prostitutes. Because the only people who shame men for prostitutes is other men. Women don't see it the same way how men see it, okay? Women do not look at a man and think, oh, he must be weak because he's paying for sex. Women, it don't even cross a woman's mind in that territory. See, that's men doing that shit to other men. All a woman sees is, one, you got options, and you can easily overwrite her. And two, why didn't he get paid to spend money on me? I remember I had a female friend. We had the conversation. Cause she's always wanted to suck my dick and fuck like, but for whatever reason we just never hooked up. But she always liked me. But I mean, even if I can show you guys text messages. I tell her like you know I want you to suck my dick, right? And she goes, yeah, well you never asked, so you know like she know we just never messed around. And she asked me, said you're a good looking guy, you got a great personality. Why are you paying prostitutes? And I told her, like, to her face, I told her the Charlie Sheen shit. I said, the reason I'm paying for sex, I'm not paying for sex, I'm paying him to leave. And her face just, like, went down in, like, depression. And the reason it did that, because to her, it said that he has options. And he has options when he wants them. You see? Now, other men... always kind of on this, so, ooh, like, you know, wow, man, why you paying for sex? You're like, are you weak or something? What the fuck? Like, why, you know what I'm saying? But women, I'm telling you, bitches don't see that. Bitches don't, what men call fucked up, women don't see the same thing. Because all women are like I say all the time, man, what every woman is looking for is protection. Now, sometimes some of them may get off on, you know, screwing a guy over or screwing multiple men over. This is something that can happen. Some women do get off on that, and it starts to become fun, you know. I mean, just look at OnlyFans, shit like that. Like, that's what they do. And some women, like, all women want is protection. It's all they want. Like I said in that letter I wrote a long time ago, men want women want protection, and the two just meet in the middle. Okay, the only reason these bitches are on here dressing up They in bathing suits and they designer suits and these. Look at her. The reason why bitches are like this, it's not because they just woke up one morning and said, I want to look cute because I just like to look cute. No, the reason why they dress up like this is because they're trying to look cute for the best protector they can find while they still got time. That's why they're doing this shit. That bitches don't like, they don't want to look cute just to look cute. That's a waste of fucking time. You know what I'm saying? They're doing it because they're like they're hookers in training pretty much. That's essentially what they are. it just is what it is. The reason why they want to be model, like every woman really wants to be a model. Women want to be, they want to be desired by strong protectors. That's it. Like I say in other videos, like they don't like you. They like protection that you can possibly give them. They never like you. It is never you that they like. From the five bitches I got on Tinder right now to the one I met off FetLife, she hit me up actually. To the bitches I can pick up like pretty much any day I walk around in the center. I don't get excited because I know the reality. They don't like me. They like the protection that they think I can give to them in life and the world. That's what they're after. Period. They're not after you. I mean, sometimes sure they like sex on the side. But like I tell men all the time that to a woman, sex is nothing but a back massage to them. The only reason why they don't fuck goats and shit like that openly is because they know men don't like when women do shit like that. Or suck dick at, you know, in telephone booths out in the open, and why women just don't walk around naked is because they learn from men that this is not what men want. That's it. You gotta remember that, man. Like everything they are biologically made to fucking please you. Everything they do is geared towards pleasing you. The reason why the reason why she's taking baths, the reason why this bitch right here is tan, the reason why she's got the matching bikini with the surfboard, because she thinks that's going to make her more desirable to a man. She don't give a fuck. Bitches don't like Prada. They don't like Gucci for real. Bitches don't care for the quality of what something's made from and the artwork and all that shit. Because if they did, they would just make their own shit. Bitches don't like, they don't give a fuck what Bentley is. It's just a hunk of fucking metal, you know, that has a reputation in them. But they like that because they think that will get them in the world of more powerful, stronger men who can afford Prada and Bentley and all that shit. That's all it is, man. That's all it is. That's all. Bitches don't. If you broke this shit down for real, they wouldn't know the difference between a fucking Bentley or a damn Honda Civic. They wouldn't know the goddamn difference, all right? If you left them alone and never educated them on nothing, and blindfold them and had them drive it. If you gave them a 2020 Honda Civic or a 2020 Bentley, they wouldn't know the fucking difference. Couldn't even tell the difference. But like I said, bitches love value because value means higher protector in the world. You have to remember that shit. Anyway, so this is me coming back fresh from my caffeine hangover. That shit was rough, man. It gave me a headache. I was fucked up. I couldn't think straight. I was just fucked up, man. Also, thank you to everybody who donated. I just really appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I don't know if we start doing like shout outs or anything like that, because I'm not, you know, really YouTube intelligent. and I don't like biting other people's styles with shit. So anyway, yeah. Anyway, thank you for everybody who's watching. Thank you for everybody who donated. So highly appreciate it. If anybody has any questions, you can always find my email. I probably try to start putting my shit in the actual description so you don't have to like click to my page and shit. That's what I'm gonna do now. But anyway, yeah, have a good day. Bye.